This is Dr. Dave dictating a consultation on a patient named Terra, T-E-R-R-A, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, and her last name is Vierkant, V-I-E-R-K-A-N-T. That is Terra Lynn Vierkant. Her date of birth is 8-13-1960. Patient seen for Dr. Jabbar, J-A-B-B-A-R, oncology surgeon. Also for Nalely, N-A-L-L-E-L-Y, Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. From a nurse practitioner from Fort Worth. And also for no, that is it. So Dr. Jabbar's first name is Farooq, F-U-R-R-U-K-H. New paragraph. Dear sirs, thank you for this referral. This 63-year-old female does not smoke, drinks only socially, denies any drug allergies. Patient is referred by Dr. Jabbar for evaluation and treatment for recently diagnosed breast cancer following a biopsy of right breast lesion. New paragraph, history of present illness. Patient felt a lump in the left side, so she saw her OBGYN. A mammogram was requested, and the lump that she felt was loop recorder implanted by her cardiologist. However, on the right side, there was indeed a lump. This was detected on February 28, 2024. Patient subsequently had a needle biopsy on March 6, 2024. Subsequently, she was referred to Dr. Jabbar, who she saw on 3/19, that is March 19. And she also saw Dr. Kavey, C-A-V-E-Y, a radiation oncologist, on March 21st. The patient is now here for further evaluation and recommendations. Her biopsy came back as duct cell carcinoma, grade 1. It was detected as 2 cm lesion on the mammogram. The patient had her PET showing estrogen receptor positive, PR positive, HER2 new negative, and Ki-67 also 3%, which is favorable. New paragraph. Her past medical history includes a history of blood clots since 2019. She thinks she had pulmonary embolism in 2017 following a knee surgery. However, she continued to have progressive shortness of breath until in January of 2019. She went to ER where she was diagnosed to have pulmonary embolism. The patient was seen by a vascular surgeon, and she has had, according to her, clot busting surgery. the patient apparently did have clot removal. Subsequently, she was treated with Lovenox and then switched to Xarelto. So she's taking Xarelto 20 milligram daily for last 3-4 years. Her past medical history also includes esophageal rupture in 2001, requiring surgical repair. And last endoscopy recently showed it was still intact and holding. Menstrual history, patient right now is single. Her menopause was age 50. She has 4 children. Youngest son is 36. Last period was at age 50, following which she had a brief period of hot flashes. Currently, she is on several medications. She is on Cymbalta, 60 milligram for fibromyalgia rheumatica. She also takes Nexium for reflux disease. Also takes Lyrica, 100 milligram for fibromyalgia. Cyclobenzaprine as needed. Xanax, 1 milligram twice daily as needed. Levothyroxine 50 microgram for hypothyroidism. New paragraph. Patient also gave history of Lyme disease when she was young during 1982. New paragraph. Physical exertion. She is 5 feet 10 inch tall, weighing 233. BMI 33. Blood pressure 139 over 75. Eyes ENT unremarkable. Lymph node negative in the neck. Chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart irregular, the rate was 55, and she has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. New paragraph, lungs were clear, abdomen soft, obese, extremities, no edema. New paragraph. Diagnosis 1. Early stage breast cancer, duct cell carcinoma, grade 1, ERPR positive, HER2 new negative, 2 cm tumor. New paragraph. Recommendations. Agree with a plan of limited surgery, lumpectomy with lymph node dissection, and subsequent evaluation by radiation oncologist for possible radiation therapy. Since her ERPR is positive, she definitely will go on anastrozole with or without CDK4/6 blocker such as Verzenio. New paragraph. Thank you again for your continued support. This is a consultation report on Terra, T-E-R-R-A, Lynn, L-Y-N-N, Vikrant, V-I-E-R-K-A-N-T. Thank you. Copy of this may be sent to Dr. Jabbar, and one copy for primary care physician. Thank you.